Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, verse 50. Faith, Shabbat, and the resurrection. Faith, Shabbat, and Shabbat means rest. Rest. Faith, Shabbat, and the resurrection. Luke chapter 23, verse 50. Before we go read verse 50, let us read verse 46. Verse 46 says this: Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. Verse 50. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to the decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Shabbat was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Shabbat in obedience to the commandment. Chapter 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. Faith, Shabbat, and the resurrection. This sermon is going to be different from everything we always do. What I do usually is I go to the verses and I bring the verses into light. Not with this one. With this one, we're going to oversee everything and we're going to see one thing, okay? First, very important to remember. No. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." This is one main verse we must remember. And the second one, it's not there. It is the question of the angels. Why are you looking among the dead, the one who is alive? He is not here. Now I'm going to give you the 3 points of the sermon. First point, the resurrection. We shall not work. It's a commandment, new commandment, okay? We shall not work. Second point, the resurrection, God thus shall work. God's going to do the work. And the third point, the resurrection, it takes faith and it takes rest. Shabbat, for the resurrection to happen. Because now it's what I want to do with you. I want to show you the whole picture, okay? And now I'm going to look like a squirrel, okay? Because I need to be very visual. I'm going to come here, and this is Friday, okay? This is Saturday, and this is Sunday, okay? Pay attention to this. Jesus died on the Friday, And he says, Father, in your hands I commit my spirit. He falls into the Shabbat. Okay? What is the law of the religious people of Jerusalem? The Jewish law is this. You work 6 days, but on the Shabbat, you're not going to work. And why? Because only one person can work on Shabbat. God. So Jesus died, and he falls into the arms of his Father. Nobody can work. Only his Father can work. His Father work, and on a Sunday, he's risen. Okay? This is the secret of the resurrection. But look what we don't get. Joseph of Arimathea works on the Friday. And what's his job? To put Jesus' body in the tomb. But he doesn't do it right, because you see that he wrapped his body, but he's missing perfumes and spices. So Jesus' body, it's not ready. Although he was dead, but it's not ready yet. Shabbat comes, nobody can work. And then the ladies come on the Sunday. And now the ladies, they want to do the work of the Friday. They want to put the spices and anoint the body of Jesus on the Sunday. What are they showing us? They are showing us this. I'm just continue from Friday to Sunday. I'm just bringing the dead and the death of Jesus Christ to Sunday. And from Sunday, nothing changed in their minds. In their minds, Sunday is just a continuation from the Friday, because they missed the point that on Saturday, nobody works, but God is at work. And we often do this. That's why I'm calling the attention for the Shabbat. Friday, where were we? We were in church, celebrating the death of Jesus Christ. Today, Sunday, we are in the church, celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we never pay attention, focus on the Saturday. And it was during the Saturday that God the Father did all he did. Why? Because nobody can work. Only God the Father can work. Therefore, there is Joseph of Arimathea, there is the ladies trying to work on the wrong day, and there is Jesus. Jesus went to the cross and he obeyed all the commandments of God. He was perfect. His ministry, perfect. But now, you want to know what's the last and final action of Jesus' ministry on earth? It is faith, Shabbat. His last moments wasn't only obedience, wasn't only sacrifice, was faith. Father, in your hands, I commit my spirit. Father, all my obedience, it stopped on the Friday. Father, all my obedience was done throughout my 3 years of ministry. But now I want to teach all of us that there is another thing in our religion, in the Bible, that it's faith. Once I was asked, who is the man with most faith in the Bible? And my answer was easy, Jesus. Why? I have never seen someone brave enough to face the wrath of God and still come alive out of the wrath of God. You need so much faith for that. And what is Jesus teaching us? The last thing I'm doing in my earthly ministry, it's not obedience, it's not look how good I am, It is simply, Father, in your hands I commit my spirit. And then I'm falling on the Shabbat. And there, God, the only one allowed to work, Joseph of Arimathea couldn't work. There is no Dr. Luke who could come with the defibrillator. Yes, defibrillator. What's the name of this one? CPR? Yes. Okay, there's nothing nobody can do. Only God can work on the Saturday. And once God does the work, the Sunday of resurrection comes. This is the theological aspect of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is applied to Jesus Christ. This is how Jesus Christ was raised. That's how he dies. And that's also, theologically speaking, that's how we gonna face the resurrection. You're gonna love God with all your heart as you do. You're gonna serve him with all your heart as you do. You're gonna be faithful and loyal to him as you always do. But in the moment of death, your last aspect, your last religious act, your last doing, it's not your obedience, it's not your service, it's nothing but faith, Shabbat. You realize that your life came to the Friday evening, and that's, there is nothing more you can do. Now you're going to face death, and there is nobody who could help you, only one. And when you face death, you're going to fall into the arms of your Father. And on that Shabbat rest, he is going to work in you. And once it's time for Jesus to come, he's going to raise you from the dead. The same way that God did to Jesus, it's going to be the way he's going to do with us. That's why the chapter of the author of Hebrews, in chapter 4, he says, surely there is a Shabbat rest for the people of God. And that Shabbat rest is going to happen when we fall into the arms of our Father, and only him, God the Father, is going to be able to raise us from the dead. This is the theological aspect of it. Focus on the Shabbat. Now, the very pastoral aspect of it. And that's why I want to show and call your attention to the Saturday, your attention to the Shabbat, your attention to the principle that God is establishing here, that your work, there is a limit. All you try to do, there is a limit. No matter how hard you try, you're gonna face death in certain areas of your life, in certain situations of your life, and there is only one way you're gonna be able to handle it. It's by faith and Shabbat, to give those areas to your Father. And your Father, the only one who can work, is gonna do the work. This is the pastoral aspect of it. I'm going to give you two illustrations because you know I like illustration to bring truth. First illustration. Work. Friday. And the boss, it's on you. And the deadline is there. And you made a mistake. And you lost a client, and you're not productive. Death. Friday evening, you're fired. You're not an employee anymore. What we tend to do in our day and age, I was fired on the Friday. Instead of going to the Shabbat, instead of letting God work, instead of God making the miracle, we skip the Saturday. and you come to the Sunday, and you think it's going to be the Sunday of resurrection, but no, 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 no. You're just bringing Friday to your Sunday because you did not allow God to work on the Saturday. So you find a new job as quick as possible because you want to prove yourself, you want to prove the family, you want to prove society, you want to prove the former boss that you are capable and good enough. And then what did you do? Are you in newness of life? No, you just change your job. Because you brought all the death of Friday to the Sunday, and you didn't pay attention in the work God could do on the Saturday. But if instead, if we understand the principle that Jesus and the resurrection is trying to teach us, if instead, when I was fired, instead of trying to jump to the Sunday, I jumped to the arms of my Father and let my Father work whatever he needs to work on that death, now he's gonna open my eyes for the things I must improve. He's gonna show my faults and flaws. He's gonna give me a time to meet people that I don't know, emails that I have never received, phone calls that I have never received. Maybe open a space for God to change even my career, purpose, or route. And now, after God worked in me, after God worked on that death, after I let God be the one who raised things from the dead, now I am on a new Sunday, on a resurrection Sunday. Now there is, yes, newness. Otherwise, I'm just like the ladies. I'm trying to look among the dead for the living. I'm trying to bring Friday and transforming Friday. But it's only death. Why? Because I did not allow God to work on the Saturday. This is also another illustration, not applicable to you, applicable to young single guys like me. All those dating drama. You meet the girl, the girl meet the guy. I love you, blah, blah, blah. And then 6 months pass, and then you see that it's not this blah, blah, blah anymore. You don't love me anymore. You don't have time for me. You're always preparing sermon, and Trisha texts you and get the sermon ready, and you can't have time to text me. And break up. Friday, death, break up. And then, instead of we letting God to deal with death, God working things, God do the miracle and supernatural that only he can do, we're gonna skip the Saturday again. And then 3 days later, I text the girl, or the girl, no, she texts me because, you know, yeah, well, irresistible. Oh, I miss you. Yes, I miss you too, you know, and then you could make up, everything's okay, we are together again. No resurrection came. What we did, just bring death from Friday to the Sunday. Just a new day, but death is still there. But if instead I let God work, you need to be quicker in your sermon. When Trisha emails you, don't reply quickly. Reply the girl before you reply Trisha. The girl has priority. If I let God, I'm joking with you, Trisha. But if I let God work in everything, when Sunday comes, it is a new Sunday. The death was treated. And pay attention to this, because this principle is so spiritual that maybe this couple come back together, but it's not the same couple anymore. It is two different people, just like the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same Jesus raised from the dead. The same body, but it's not the same body. Now his body is glorious. Now his body is eternal. Now his body is uncorruptible. Same Jesus, different body. Same people, different couple. When we understand and we let God do the work that only he can do, no matter how much obedience and how much persistence, nice we are, everything in our lives, there is a limit. It hits the ceiling. There is a Friday for the things in our lives. And the next step, the next level, the miracle, the supernatural, Jesus is teaching here. He can perform himself. Jesus is God. But he's teaching all of us and ushering all of us to this principle. I won't do it. It's going to be my Father. I won't do it. I'm going to trust in my Father. I won't do it. I'm going to rest. And I'm going to fall into the rest, the Shabbat. And my Father, he's going to perform whatever you and I could never perform. And he's going to usher us to the Sunday of the resurrection. Is this principle, is the resurrection, is the Shabbat, is it clear that only God can work and not us? Is it clear? So now I'm going to make some applications and we finish the sermon. First application, it is true. The resurrection teaches us that it is true. There is more than life than this. Okay? There is more than life than our stress, our heart, heavy heart, our pains, our struggles. There is more of life than this. But here is the principle that we must understand about the resurrection. Whatever it is more in the resurrection and in life, whatever it's more, it is not us who accomplish it or who gains it. It is God who does for us. Religion, society, what do they teach? Performance, self-evaluation, get better, read this, self-help, read this, read that, and then you're gonna find the apex. That's not what the resurrection is teaching us. The resurrection is teaching us there is a limit of everything you're gonna do and you can do and you should do, but there is a limit. The next level, the apex, it's gonna happen only when you and I learn to say like Jesus did, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, into your hands I commit this situation. Father, with this I can do. Only you can do. It is true. There is more of life. The resurrection, new heavens, new earth. All of this, it's God who can do, not us, who's going to usher ourselves there. This is the first application that the resurrection teaches us. Second application, this is not a philosophy. You might come to the dinner tonight with your family, Easter dinner, and they ask, what was the sermon all about? And you're going to say, Gustavo was teaching us about philosophy. We need some rest and then life is going to be okay. No, that's not what I was teaching. The teaching is theology. When you trust God, when you trust him, he raised things. When I was preparing this sermon, I saw, and I'm not joking, I saw five areas of my life that I saw and I prayed, God, I can't do anything there. That area of my life, it's dead. That circumstances, I can't control. I tried and I can't do much more there. I need the power of your resurrection in those areas of my life. It is not a philosophy. This principle of the Shabbat, there is little a bit about rest. There is a lot about trust and understanding that only God can perform the work he must do. Okay? The rest comes in the sense that you become wise and you stop wasting your energy because you're trying to do a job that only God could do. Understand? So this is no philosophy. This is pure theology in the power of God when he's at work. Third application, this is the hardest one. We must learn to let God work. I'll say this again. We must learn to let God work. You know why we miss the principle of the Shabbat so much? Why we celebrate Good Friday service, Sunday resurrection, we forget about the Shabbat? Because we always trying to do things. And this principle here is this. Let God do the work. But it's hard when you see the chaos, when you see death, when you see things happening around you, in your family, in your circumstances, it is hard for you to say, God, I'll rest, and I'm going to trust in you. I have spoken to my husband, and he's a stubborn every time again. And now the husband to the wife, I have spoken to her, and she's stubborn every time again. And we want to keep speaking, keep trying. It is hard for us to say, you know what, God? I'll put my knee down and from now on just praying. From now on, it's only you who can do, not me. I'm going to rest and I'm going to let you perform the resurrection. We need to learn to let God work. This is the third application. Fourth application, already told in the sermon. Learn that there is a limit in our lives. Learn that there is a limit. Prayer is good. Fasting is good. Church coming is good. Everything's good and we should do. But you know, there is a moment and moments of our lives and areas of our lives that only God can do. And he will only perform when we learn and say, you know what, God? You take over. I tried. I did everything. I followed the book. But from now on, you take the lead. It's all about you. Why? Because it is about the supernatural. We are talking about the resurrection. We are talking about things resurrecting from our lives. And with that, there is nothing we can do. Only God can do. So no matter how good we are, no matter how good our habits are, no matter how good we are consistent, certain things in life, the ones who are dead, the ones who are about to die, the ones who are out of our control, we are limited. Let God do the miracle. Let God perform the supernatural. And my final application, let things die in your life. That's the best way to end cycles in life. It's to understand that things die, that people come, people go, opportunities come, opportunity goes. Things come and things die, and we must learn, understand that and by faith give that to God, so God performs the miracle and the resurrection he must perform. Think about this. We were on a pulpit supply for 2 years. Oh, but I still love John Molina and John Jalem. And that moment is done. Let it go. And then God is going to raise things. No, I'm joking. This is why I need to come here. Don't get me serious for what I'm going to do, okay? There will be the time that Gustavo is going to go. Not too early, not too early. But there will be the moment Gustavo is going to go. And no matter how much you like Gustavo, no. Let him go. Why? That season has died. And let God usher the next resurrection. Oh, but I love the Netherlands, and I wish I was there, and I wish I was there, and I wish I was there. I love Brazil, and I wish I was there, I wish I was there. Died. Let God perform the resurrection in Canada. You understand this? If you don't let things die, if you are not brave enough to say like Jesus, it's death. In your hands, I commit my spirit. If we're not brave to do that, you're going to try to bomb the things of your life. I'm going to try to bomb Brazil. I'm going to try to go there every year. I'm going to try to check the news every time. I'm going to try to FaceTime. And then God cannot perform a resurrection Sunday, newness, a whole Canada for me. Why? Because I refuse to let Brazil die. So let things die. Because if you don't let things die, don't kill anyone, guys. No. Don't let things in life to die. You see, that thing, discern this. Pray about it. Think about it and see. And that's why I'm trying to bring the principle very clear to us. See the things in your life, the seasons of life, the opportunities that you know it's gone. Death. God, I commit those to your hand. And now, God, open my eyes to see what's the resurrection look like. That person is gone, that opportunity is gone, that job is gone. Okay, who is the next person? Who is the next job? Who is the next opportunity? What are you raising with that death that just happened? Let us understand this. First point, the resurrection. We shall not work. Second, only God shall work. And what does it take? Faith and Shabbat. Jump into the rest of God, because the rest God will do. Amen? Amen. Let us stand. And before I do the benediction, I want to quickly pray that God performs some resurrections in some areas of our lives. God, we all have areas of our lives, Lord, that we see death, that it sounds like death. Sometimes even it tastes like death. Sometimes it hurts like death. And my prayer today, Lord, as not as the pastor of this church, but as a servant and as a son of yours, Lord, is that in each heart here, starting from mine, help us to see and discern what has died, what is about to die, and help us to discern how far our work should go, how far our effort should go, how far our stress should go, and the rest to trust in you, to commit it to you, Lord, and to let you on the Saturday, on the Shabbat, to work some things for the resurrection in our lives, Lord. I want to see many areas of our lives, Lord, raised from the dead, not by our works, not by our persistence, but by you alone, who is the only one who should be working to raise things from the dead, Lord. I bless this community. I bless the visitors, Lord. I pray also, Lord, that you perform your miracles also in their lives, Lord. All of us, Lord. And may we all see in all these areas of our lives a Sunday of resurrection, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.